They're supposed to be coming this morning. And I will jump and I will be excited and I will be happy if they do. But I want to look at this. Because I'm not of eloquent speak. I told y'all before, I'm just a simple old country boy. And I don't ever pretend to be anymore. But God gave me this message this morning. And I want you to look at something. Because when we look at just a bush, just a stick, and we say that it's in God's hand, what can happen with them is above us that we can't even think of. Number one, just a bush becomes a calling of God. Look at verse chapter 3, verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame and a fire of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. It was just a bush until God's mighty hand was upon it. Now I want you to think about this. This is this church. Just a bush can become a calling of God, but just this church can become a calling of God to salvation, a calling of God to the ministry, a calling of God to service of God for God. That's what this church can be. That's what our Christian lives and our testimonies can be when we decide to say, they're in your hands, God. Now, just a bush becomes a calling of God. Now, number two, just a stick. Just a stick over there in chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. It says, right here it says, and the Lord said unto him, what is that thine hand? And he said, a rod, just a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before. And the Lord said unto him, Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Just a stick can become proof of God's power. This church can be proof of God's power in somebody's life. This is where God's love, His divine intervention, and desire for all to be saved can be here. But it only can be that way if it's a church that puts themselves in God's hand. This building is not the church. This is a beautiful building. I love this building, but this is not the church. Y'all are the church. We are the church. And until we're willing to put our lives, our everything in His hand, it will be just a church. It will be just a life. But once we're able to put that stick in His hand, we can show the proof of God's power. Because it goes against what human nature is. It becomes somebody who goes and... Yesterday, the young man that we talked to was almost teared up, talking about how grateful he was we came by to visit him. It shows God's power. Because He put just a dumb old country boy like me in the ministry. And He allowed just a dumb old... You can ask my wife. I'm working on this. But I'm very critical by nature. But when my life's in God's hands, I become very loving. I become very merciful. I become very graceful to people. Just a stick becomes proof of God's power. If the people who do know me from my past, they're blown away by what I am now because of what I used to be. And do you know what that shows? God's power in my life. It's nothing special about Will, but only about my God. Now next, just a hand. In verses 6 through 7, he puts it in his coat and becomes leper. Puts it back in there again and it becomes clean. Just a hand becomes God's healing power. Do you know what this place is supposed to be? This place is supposed to be a hospital for those who are broken, for those who are hurt, for those who are drug addicts, for those who are drunks, for those who have these issues of pride and who have issues of all of these things. This is the place where healing takes place. But only if the church, us, we put our stick in God's hands. No other way. Because I can't do it. Because I have a big time issue with patience. I lose patience very easily when I'm not walking with God. And that doesn't do anything. The Bible talks about that. That doesn't prove anything for nobody, my anger. Now, number four. Just water. In verse 9, when he takes the river and he pours it out and becomes his blood. What is blood to a human? Is it not our life source? Just water becomes a life source. Just this church becomes a life source for people. The Bible talks about how you don't need to be away from the church. You need to be in church. Do you know what happens when I come to church? I get recharged. I get revived because I'm around God's people. The best people are God's people. Yeah, we got a few of them in there that, you know, we wish were kind of the cousins that moved away. But, hey, look, they're God's people and they're the best of them. This place, just water becomes a life source. This place should be able to recharge people. This place should be able to have a kind word. What a kind word does, especially in these days, when people are so hateful and cruel, just to tell somebody, man, you did a great job today. I appreciate that. Just a kind word. That's all it takes. A kind word, a place to be revived, a lifting of the spirit. This should be a place that comes from. This just a small country church should become a place, a source of life for people. This should be where people come. And when they leave here, they're better than they came. But that only happens when we put our stick in God's hands. Number five, and I'm finished after this point. Just a man becomes a testimony of what God can do. He said, God, I'm slow of speech. I said, God, you know the things I've done. You know where I've been. But that life becomes a testimony of what God can do, because I deserve a ditch. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, I would have been in a ditch. Moses said, I'm slow of speech. He said, I made the mouth and I can change that. And what's amazing is God said the same about somebody's life. Just a man becomes a testimony of what God can do. One of the most powerful things you have is not your checkbook, it's not your pistol, it's not your truck. It's your testimony. God's word is the most powerful thing. The Holy Spirit lives in you. I'm not taking away from that. But your testimony of what God has done in your life is hope. It's hope. I am a prodigal child. I ran from God hard. And you know what that means to the rest of the prodigals out there? Is there's hope. Guess what? Each and every one of us, I don't know you personally, but I know this for a fact. You were born a sinner going to hell. And guess what? Jesus died on a cross to save your soul. Do you know what that is? That's hope for every sinner that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Just a man becomes a great testimony and a proof of what God can do. It's just a church. We, y'all, are just a church. just man, woman. But when you put it in God's hands, He used just a stick. And I don't know if you've ever really thought about this, but He did this, and it split a Red Sea. And it wasn't because of Moses. Where's your stick at this morning? Is it in your hand? And I like how He said that when He put it back in His hand, it became a stick again. If it's in your hand, then it's just a stick. But if it's in God's, it can part the Red Sea. So this morning, I don't come here with nothing special, nothing huge, nothing big to blow your mind. I come with a challenge of your heart to realize where your stick is. This isn't a thing you do once. This is a thing we have to do every day. Because if you're like me, I'm very arrogant, prideful on thinking I can handle things. But God said I can't. So I have to make the choice every morning, every day. A lot of times every second of the day. Because I don't know if you'll have to deal with people. But sometimes it's every second of the day. I have to remember God's in your hands. Lord, take them out. I mean, be with them, Lord, be with them. But I want to challenge us to make sure whose hand our stick is in. And I got done super early. So amen. Ain't that super early? Okay, that was late. So it's still early though. So, but anyways, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for what this Sunday school lesson meant to me last night, Lord, as I was studying it out, Lord. I'm so grateful for what we can be if we allow ourselves to be in your hand, God. I'm so grateful for how faithful you are. Lord, how wonderful you are, how amazing you are. Lord, I pray that you be with this church, Lord. I pray that you help us just to check our hearts and make sure that our stick is in your hand. Lord, I thank you for the rest of the day. Lord, I pray that you just be with it. Lord, I pray your will be done. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.